Part 3. Pippa Fitz Amobi, October 14, 2019. Capstone Project Log, Entry 31. He's innocent. This project is no longer the hopeful conjecture it started as. No longer me indulging my gut instinct because Sal was kind to me when I was small and hurting. No longer Ravi hoping against hope that his brother wasn't a monster. It's real. No shred of maybe, possibly, allegedly left. Sal Singh did not kill Andy Bell, and he did not kill himself. If a villain can be made, then he can be unmade. Two teenagers were murdered in Fairview 5.5 years ago, and Ravi and I hold the clues to finding the real killer. I went to meet Ravi in the park after school, and we talked for more than 3 hours, well past dusk. He was angry when I told him why Sal's friends took his alibi away. A quiet kind of angry. It's not fair. Nothing about any of this is fair. But Naomi never meant to hurt Sal. It's clear from her face, clear from the way she's tiptoed through life since. She acted out of fear, and I can understand that. Ravi does too, though he's not sure he can forgive her. His face fell when I said I didn't know whether the photo was enough for the police to reopen the case. I'd bluffed to get Max and Naomi to talk. The police might think I doctored the image and refused to apply for a warrant to check Max's profile. Max deleted the photo already, of course. Ravi thinks I'd have more credibility with the police than him, but I'm not so sure. A teenage girl going on about photo angles and tiny white numbers on a phone screen, especially when the evidence against Sal is so solid. Not to mention Daniel Da Silva on the force shutting me down. The hardest part was when I told him I wanted to protect Naomi. I explained that they are my family. Kara and Naomi both sisters to me, and Kara is innocent. It would kill me to do this to her, to make her lose her sister after her mom, too. I promised Ravi we didn't need Sal to have an alibi to prove his innocence. We just have to find the real killer. He pushed back a little, as I would have expected, so we came to a deal. 3 weeks. 3 more weeks to find the killer or solid evidence against a suspect. If we have nothing after that deadline, Ravi and I will go to the police with the photo and see if they'll take it seriously. So, I have just 3 weeks to find the killer, or Naomi's and Kara's lives get blown apart. Was it wrong of me to ask Ravi to do this, to wait when he's waited so long already? I'm torn. Between the Wards and the Sings and what's right. I don't even know what's right anymore. Everything is so muddled. I'm not sure I'm the good girl I once thought I was. I've lost her along the way. And from the persons of interest list, we have now narrowed it down to 5 suspects. I've taken Naomi off the list. My reasons for suspecting her, the MIA thing and her being so awkward when answering questions about Sal, have been explained away. I made a diagram to recap all the suspects. Max Hastings. Secret older guy candidate. Andy could have ruined his friendships with Sal and co. Has a nude photo of Andy taken at the Ivy House Inn. Bought drugs from Andy and regularly bought Rohypnol. Girls were getting drinks spiked at calamity parties, knew about the hit and run, lied about knowing Howie Bowers, still buying, may have drugged Nat Da Silva at party. Howie Bowers supplied Andy with drugs to sell, possible sexual relationship, lived alone equals no alibi that night. Andy's car was abandoned on his road, Monroe, and her blood found in the trunk. Knew exact location of Andy's hiding spot for burner phone and stash, and they are now gone. Jason Bell was having an affair, Andy knew, and Jason knew she found out. Emotionally abusive to his family, questioned by the police in a formal interview, left dinner party for a period of time the night she went missing, used past tense when talking about Andy in an early press conference. Nat Da Silva, bullied by Andy, the Crucible blackmail, topless video, and a mysterious third victory Andy had over her. Proven to be violent, punched a girl in college and served time for assault. Left Andy a death threat in her school locker. Claims she has an alibi and was in bed by 11, but could have snuck out later. Daniel Da Silva. Secret older guy candidate, Ivy House Inn. Andy said they had sex when she was 15 and used statutory rape claim to blackmail Nat. Andy could have ruined him by reporting statutory rape or destroying his new marriage. Report of drink spiking by Max made to him and not followed up. Police officer may have had access to Andy's house in searches and could have removed evidence that led to him. Burner phone. Shut down all of Ravi's questions about Sal. Along with the note and text I got, I now have another lead to the killer, the fact that they knew about the hit and run. First up, and most obviously, Max knew about it because he was the one who did it. He could have pretended to threaten himself along with his friends so he could pin Andy's murder on Sal. But, as Naomi said, Max has always partied a lot, drinking and taking drugs. He could have let it slip about the hit and run to someone he knew, like Nat Da Silva or Howie Bowers. Or maybe even Andy Bell, who then, in turn, could have told any of the names above. Daniel Da Silva was a working police officer who responded to traffic accidents. Maybe he put two and two together? Or could one of them have been on the same road that night and seen it happen? It's feasible, then, that any of the five could have learned about the accident and used it to their advantage. But Max remains the strongest option in that respect. I know Max has an alibi for the majority of the Andy disappearance window, but I do not trust him. As long as he intercepted Andy before 12:45 when she was expected to pick her parents up, it's still possible. Or maybe he went to help finish something that Howie started. He said he didn't leave his house, but he didn't really have to be honest with me. I'm in a bit of a catch-22 here. I can't protect Naomi without simultaneously protecting Max, and I think he knows that. Naomi said she hasn't considered him a friend since the accident and the alibi thing, but she was scared and felt like she had to pretend because of this terrible secret they shared. Well, at least she'll be staying away from him now, which is good because I'm almost certain he's dangerous. Another new lead I have is that the killer somehow had access to the phone numbers of Max, Naomi, Millie, and Jake, as well as mine. But this doesn't really narrow it down. Max obviously had them, and how he could have had access that way. Nat Da Silva probably had all their numbers, especially as she was good friends with Naomi. Daniel could have gotten them through her. Jason Bell may seem like the outlier in this matter, but if he did kill Andy and had her phone, she probably had each of their numbers saved on it. I'm running out of time, and I haven't narrowed anything down. I need to try harder because the clock is against me now. And I still need to write my essay.